This is 90.1 WABE, and this person in the studio with me is Mara Davis, namesake of Mara's Music Mix, our weekly showcase of the best weekend concerts here in Atlanta. Mara, always good to see you again.
But it's better to see you, Steve. Oh, I love coming here in the morning and bringing you great information about some of the bands that you need to see, because I know you're one of those guys. I mean, you are a music guy.
Well, I hang on your every word.
And I you, Steve, and I you. Okay. Let's get started with a show that's at Eddie's Attic. Obviously, Eddie's Attic, you know, we talk about them all the time, but that's because they are constantly booking such great shows. Let me bring your attention to Jim Lauderdale. Jim Lauderdale's kind of one of those behind-the-scenes guys. He's written songs for a lot of other people, but he's had 26 albums. 26. That is quite a career. And he's a storyteller, and if you like country music with a more of a folky bluegrass edge, I think he's an artist for you.
Ain't no broken hearts, does he know he's a king? He's trying to forget other things.
You know, I think Nashville is not big enough to accommodate all the talented people who live there and work there and are trying to make it big. And Lauderdale is one of those people you mentioned. He's written songs for everybody, Elvis Costello, Leon Womack, George Strait, the Dixie Chicks. And he's never really become a household name. But, you know, there's still time.
Well, that's what I like about Nashville, too. And any given night, any time of the year, you're always going to see somebody great. But we're getting there in Atlanta. So that's why we recommend that's Jim Lauderdale on Friday night at Eddie's Attic. Steve, our next artist is all about that bass, that bass, that bass. This is the artist that literally created All About That Bass. This is a bass virtuoso. This is probably one of the best bass players of all time. I'm talking about Stanley Clarke. The Stanley Clarke Band is playing the Variety Playhouse. I mean, when it comes to jazz, and I know you love jazz, this guy is the man. Now, one thing about his drummer that I want to talk about. So here's what's interesting. He's got a young drummer playing with him, someone who he found on YouTube, who's this virtuoso. Stanley liked him, picked him up, and now he's in the band. How cool is that?
Stanley Clarke has been around a long time. I first got into Stanley Clarke back in the 70s, early 80s. He was touring with Chick Corea. Return to Forever, it was the beginning of the whole jazz fusion movement, where jazz sort of got away from being jazz and became more mainstream. So anyway, and he plays the bass in the way he does his fingers. He sort of plucks it. So anyway, he's great.
He's so plucking good. That's Stanley Clarke at the Variety Playhouse on Friday night.
Saturday night at the Earl, sort of a folk rock, country rock band.
Yeah, I dig these guys. Apache Relay, they're going to be playing at the Earl, and they're another Nashville band. I mean, it's sort of like textbook already with all the Nashville music that comes through Atlanta, but these guys are great. So if you like Americana music mixed in with country, mixed in with a little bit of rock and a little bit of soul, Apache Relay brings all of that together.
I'm on my knees. I'm unworthy.
I know that seems like a lot of genres all into one band, but they seem to make it work. And they've got the trucker hats and the flannel shirts and all that, and the beards, of course. That's a, you know, a requirement. But the song Katie, Queen of Tennessee, is so catchy, and that's from their latest self-titled album.
They sort of sound like J.D. Souther in that particular song. And it's a great video. I think that video won some sort of award in Nashville, but yeah, Apache Relay, that's a band I'd like to see.
I'm a fan. Let's go together. Okay. Saturday night, Apache Relay at the Earl.
One of Atlanta's all-time favorite artists, Tinsley Ellis, is going to be in town on Saturday night. And I didn't know this until you told me, because he played Atlanta last year, I believe, that he went to Emory and was a history major. And I was at Emory when he was there, getting my master's in history, and I gotta think our paths crossed somewhere. Maybe heading to the library.
And Katie Kiley, too. Katie Kiley, radio legend, was roommates with Tinsley Ellis. So all of you icons were at Emory together.
But
wow.
We didn't, yeah. And maybe they knew who I was. Who's this guy, Goss? And they avoided me. You think that's it? Should I worry about that?
I think that is absolutely the case. I think Tinsley Ellis was just completely in awe of Velvet Voice. Well, Tinsley Ellis has got a new album out called Tough Love. And if you like the blues, you got to support Tinsley, and especially because he's from the area. But it's definitely some gritty, soulful blues. He's been at it for a long time.
What you trying to hide?
Always a stellar performer live. That's Tinsley Ellis, Saturday night at the Variety Playhouse.
Are you ready for some funk, Mara? Can you handle a little funk in your diet?
I'm always ready for some funk, Steve.
Okay. Rebirth Brass Band and Flow Tribe playing together.
Two New Orleans bands together. Now, if you still got like the Mardi Gras thing and you want to, you know, get a little spice in your life, this is the show for you. I love Flow Tribe, by the way. They've been around for a little while, but they're just starting to pick up some steam. They have been around a couple times, but imagine the two of these together. Wow, that's some big, big noise. That's the Rebirth Brass Band with Flow Tribe at Terminal West on Saturday night.
And now for something a little different on Saturday night. And we can always count on you, Mara, for something a little different. Sometimes things that are way different. But here's something that I think a lot of folks would like.
Okay, so you know I'm very involved in the food scene here in Atlanta. And mm-hmm. The restaurant that I really love in Midtown is called Campanolo. It's in the corner of Piedmont and 10th Street. Okay. Now, I just found out that they're doing live music, so Robert Ray is going to be doing a piano sing-along on Fridays and Saturday nights starting at 10 o'clock. I think that's so fun. Italian food, sing-along, I dig it.
Robert Ray is the king of the cabaret, and for those who have been in Atlanta for a while, remember Robert Ray and the Rayettes.
I don't care if I can be here on the street where you
had this great stage show. He played all the supper clubs back in the 80s. He was at upstairs at Gene and Gabe's. Gene and Gabe's, by the way, now is Smith's Old Bar. So he's got some history with him. Always a great show.
Look at Steve Goss pulling out the deep cuts. Atlanta landmarks. Laying it down. That's Robert Ray, Friday night and Saturday night for a piano sing-along at Campanolo in Midtown.
And the weekend is not long enough to include one more show, so we're going out to midweek. What do we got here?
So Ryan Bingham and Lucero, that's a double bill that if you're an Americana fan, this is sort of your fantasy show. Now, Ryan Bingham sort of became popular from the movie Crazy Heart.
Yeah, The Weary Kind. He wrote the song that won the Oscar.
This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart, give it one more try.
So, you know, and God, you got to give it to T-Bone Burnett because he can just find music and he can make magic out of music. So this is going to be a great double bill. If you like the quintessential Memphis sound, a little bit gritty, a little bit folky, I think you'll dig Lucero.
Their new album, by the way, is called Live from Atlanta. So you can see him live from Atlanta on Wednesday night. Where's that again?
That's For Reals. Yeah, that's at the Buckhead Theater on Wednesday night. Ryan Bingham and Lucero.
She's got a kiss that hits like